Welcome back to After the Siren, proudly brought to you by the Bendigo Bank. Well, our next guest needs no introduction at all. He's known as simply as Father Bob Maguire, and we welcome him to After the Siren. How are you?
All right, Brother Neil.
Good on you, mate. So, nice to hear you doing well. Nice to hear you doing well.
Well, I'm doing well, and you see, I had hoped Collingwood would get up against Geelong, but they didn't.
No, not to be. Not to be. But how are you going now? You're obviously still as busy as a beaver.
Yeah, well, I'm 83 in September, and I didn't move out of the parish after 40 years and go into, what, a retired priest's place, because I don't understand all that. I moved out around the corner into a shop front so I could continue at least my foundation's work, if not as a parish, well then as an organisation. So we've been here for 5 years. I live here too.
Well,
you've got to live somewhere, see, but I mean, in a sense it's a bit spooky because most of the boys go from parishes after they've retired. Some of them live privately, but most of them, I think, go into priest retirement villages. You see? So, I mean, I've been out most of my life, so I want to stay out. Whereas a lot of the other boys, you see, they were in parishes for most of their life and they didn't go out into the universe and work with secular organisations. And therefore, it's asking a bit much of them, once they've finished in a parish precinct, to go anywhere else except a place that can simulate that feeling of what being a priest in a spiritual / religious environment. So God bless them, but I didn't do it that way.
Well, you've definitely done things your own way. There's no doubt about that. But
well, I've been blessed too, Neil, with health because I copped a thing which is only a neurological thing. It takes your hands and your feet away. But my version of it, CIDP, in fact, is manageable. What the doctor told me, this is, he had a lovely term for it that says it's manageable. So we're managing it with the help of blood donors and plasma donors. So I've got my hands back and my feet back.
Good on you.
Well, yeah, so that's handy.
That's more than handy. Now, you probably better known with the Open Foundation, Father Bob.
In the old days, it was the Open Family.
Yeah, with the homeless for the youth. So you've spent a lot of time trying to look after people who clearly need assistance.
Yeah, but that was the old days. That was in the 60s, in the 70s. And we then went from the Open Family because somebody pinched it off me. We went from the Open Family to start something new like the Open Family, and we called it the Father Bob Maguire Foundation, thinking that at least the brand would save it from being nicked. You see? You know what it's like in the world.
Oh, yeah, you only got to look sideways, mate. What about what about the documentary in Bob We Trust?
Yeah, that was nice. So a mob called Ghost Films, Richard Lowenstein and Lynn-Marie Milburn got the word from 3AW probably when they were listening to the news that said Bob Maguire's being put out of his parish in South Melbourne. And they said to themselves, listen, there might be a movie in this. So they knocked on the door up at the presbytery and they said, look, we think there's a story in this. So I said, oh, God, it's bad enough going to school without having a bloody, movie. And then I said to myself, look, sport, this is that unfair, and it's gonna do harm for the neighbourhood, because we were doing a lot of things for the neighbourhood. And if you turn me off as a priest, unfortunately, you might be turning off a style of what they call it, service delivery, to the poor. You'll still do it because they're still up there feeding them now. But our style was built on 40 years of respectful interaction with local people doing it, because this is one of the most densely populated public housing areas in Melbourne, South Melbourne and Port Melbourne. So we've taken that on, you see. And when the word, they said, listen, we'll make a film. They followed me for about 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You would have been...
And they came up with that thing and put it on the screen. And I said, oh, God, what am I going to do? Sit in the dark and see it and look at it myself. And then I saw it and I said, well, mother of God, these people have done a marvellous job of recognising the dignity of poor people and also recognising, thank God, because I made them put it on the credits at the end, this film was made not only in memory of those who died in the 80s around here from drugs, but also the victims of sexual abuse by church institutions. I said, put that up there because I want to be associated with that crusade. And they did it. And I think the thing's a good thing if anybody down there wants to get, I don't know where you get it. Where do you get it? iView or something?
That's a good question.
I think you can get it on iView. If you press a button, up pops iView. Or if you, Dr. Google will give you a bit of it.
Yeah, well, you can get anything on Dr. Google these days,
Dr.
Father
Google,
Bob.
They're very handy, Dr. Google.
But, gee... Indeed, mate. Well, you've certainly...
I got Charlie Chaplin the other day on Dr. Google.
Oh, did you?
I got him. I wanted to see that speech at the end of The Great Dictator by Adolf Hitler. Magnificent speech by Charlie.
Gee.
Yeah, have a look at that, The Great Dictator. Beautiful speech. Anyway.
Well, you certainly... A man for a change with social justice. You try and uphold that. Like, I see Martin Luther King Jr. was one of your heroes. So,
who?
Was it Martin Luther King?
Oh, yeah, they're all heroes. All those who kind of what? Well, they go into bat against body line.
Yeah.
You see? Now, that's all we did. I said, look, we're not, it's no good running around saying to me, well, you're a saint. I'm not a bloody saint at all. Part of my problem is I'm Scottish inheritance. I've got dual citizenship. You see, I'm Scottish, and the Scottish are strange because they've got a sense of social justice and mercy. Not just justice, but mercy tempered by justice. So I reckon that's in my DNA. And I also had all my family were migrants. They all came here to Station Pier. And we survived. They did it hard. But so I reckon what I did, because all mine died when I was about 12 or 13. They all died through sicknesses and things. And I was left as a kind of what? It's hard to know. You can't say lone wolf because the bloody border patrol will be starting ringing me up. I had to do most of that stuff on my own, and it was easy because in those days the Roman Catholic Church in the 40s and 50s and 60s wanted to be helpful anyway, be of some earthly use. So that came second nature to me, and I was just doing my duty, the same as I am now. We want to open a community hub. The parish up at the road, South Melbourne, was turning into a community hub so that the church, the parish, was at the service of the neighbourhood. Now, once I'm out of that, 5 years later, thank God, I've got another opportunity to try to create a one-stop shop which offers recreation, arts, training facilities, childcare, drop-in centre, youth centre, multimedia training, IT literacy, multiplicity of services, which are either free or very affordable for the locals.
Does that all come under the umbrella of the Bob Squad?
It's going to come under the umbrella of the Father Bob McGuire Foundation in partnership now. See, we got smart. in partnership with Southport Community Housing Service.
It's better known as the Bob Squad, isn't it?
Oh, they called it the Bob Squad early days when we were what? We were more catch as catch can. See, Neil, what's happened? We've had 40 years of being viable. Now, because I'm old, the model has to change and be sustainable. See, viable's all right because that means you survive from day to day to day to day to day, which we've done. Sustainable has to be now the motto because what we're going to install, hopefully, it will do a marvellous job for people. Not only the poor, mind you, because I've got a soft spot for the rich who are going to move in, as they have already along the Yarra, Dockland, Fisherman's Bend, a whole new bunch of people who may look as though they're rich, but they're going to be interconnected loners. And I'd like to do the job that needs to be done, bringing us all together. People who are, what, privileged in one way, but they're not privileged in another way, insofar as they need to learn resilience and bravery from people who get out of bed every morning looking at the same thing as yesterday.
Yeah, no, that's very well said. Well, how can our listeners help with the foundation? Because you've got a very big function coming up next week.
Oh, the big function.
To celebrate your birthday as well.
Yeah,
so
they call it the birthday bash. I call it the mash bash.
So how can our listeners help there by either attending or a donation?
Well, if they've got a dollar, you see. If they've got a dollar, because these tickets are pricey. These tickets are $295,000 a person or $2,500 a table. Proceeds go towards starting a new hub. But you see, I reckon if people down there who know what community is and they know when it's missing, because nature says down there that in fact it's either we're all in this together or else we're going to go down the gurgler together.
You know, very so true.
If you get outbreaks of teenage crime, you'll know damn well that boredom has taken over a suburb.
Well, there's no doubt about that. We just got to be turn the TV or the radio on at prime time, 6 p.m., Father Bob, to see that.
We can be proactive and we can approach the teenagers who are bored and being seduced by drug traffickers or whoever to keep them on the antisocial boil. We can seduce them by offering them all kinds of alternative attractions, entertaining, sporting, and educational, and working. So all of that together, even if we only today do a bit of awareness raising for people, and they know what we're talking about, and they know it was meant to be done by a parish at the service of the community, and for logistic reasons, it wasn't able to finish off that plan. But we've taken it up again, it's taken another 5 years, which means that if we can get this working model installed down in Fisherman's Bend, which is a new area, flattened by developers, well, then it's transportable to any place. Hastings, Rosebud, Mornington. It's transportable. It means we're all in this together. And that's the main thing. We've got to discover one another and lean on me, brother.
That's very well said. Very well said indeed, Father Bob.
Now, if they want a ticket, I'll be arrested by my mob if they say, oh, you never told them anything about the ticket. It says here, have you got it in front of you?
Well, yeah, I've got the details there where, yes, but please speak.
It's got something here, RSVP to Andrea Kafnick, and it's got acafnik@gmail.com if you want a ticket.
Well, we can do that or go online, as you said, with Google, Dr. Google, and we can actually type in the Father Bob Maguire Foundation, yeah, and all the details will come up.
You can do that, and mind you, Neil, now that we've been talking on the air, we feel as though we're related. Anything I can do or my Bob can do down there as a partnership, well, then by all means, feel free to talk to us.
Well, we're definitely, it's a community radio station, Father Bob, yeah, and we're community-minded here, and we actually have what we call and refer to as the RPP family.
Yeah.
And as you said, it's only by being together and working together that you can achieve things.
I just coughed.
Bless you.
I coughed me last on your program.
Well, there you go. Well, thank you very much for making the time to speak to us today, Father Bob.
Thank you. 100,000 thank yous.
And good luck for happy birthday for the 14th of September.
Thank you. I'll be 83.
Well, happy birthday for the 14th of September, and good luck with your...
Dinner is not the 14th. The dinner is going to be on... Ta-da!
The 4th.
The 4th.
4th of September. Good on you. Well, thank you for joining us today, and we'll certainly be in touch.
Thank you, comrade.
Thanks, Father Bob, for joining us today.
Ta-da.
Thank you. Well, there you go. That was Father Bob Maguire. He's had a medal for the Order of Australia for services to the... what was referred to as the Open Foundation for Youth Homelessness. He's had a fantastic career over a long period of time. Been on the radio, 3AW, had a long-running talkback program on 3AW. He's been on SBS, made a documentary, a very interesting man, and been a very good, loyal servant to the people of Melbourne.